So when I find that, like, when I find, you see where I'm going, when I find that different Gedolim all say similar things from different angles, I like that. Because it shows that, you know, there's a certain type of hashkafa that people accept and people know. Okay. So here's the idea. There's an idea, it's like this. Let me give you the background. There's a famous question, which is, it's a famous question. There's no special mitzvah d'araisa associated with Shavuos that no other Yom Tov has. Pesach has matzah, Sukkot has lulav and sukkah, Rosh Hashanah has shofar, Yom Kippur has fasting, something. Shavuos, there's no mitzvah, except for the mitzvah to eat cheesecake. There's no mitzvah on Shavuos. Okay, so what's the idea? It's a famous question. It's in the Rav Hirsch. I want to explain what Rav Hirsch says in the context of Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitcher. And it's Rav Moshe on a Rashi, whether it's this week's Parsha or last week's Parsha, depends on what country you're in. So in Parsha's Bahar, so here's the Pasuk, okay? The famous Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Es mikdashi tiro, v'es, sorry, Es chav society shmuru, l'mikdashi tiro. Okay? Okay, so the question is, why is this Pasuk mentioned again here? Right? It says, Keep Shabbos, fear the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So why are these particular mitzvos mentioned again here? Who talks about that question? Who talks about that question? And Rashi says, look in Rashi at Pasuk Aleph, Keneged Zeh Hanim Karlanachri, sold to a guy. In other words, the previous psukim spoke about somebody that had no money, and he had to sell himself to a non-Jew to get money to pay off his debts. So the Torah talks about buying him back from the non-Jew. So the Torah, as a hemsheikh of that, says, don't do avodah zarah, which makes sense. If you're owned by a non-Jew, you're in his house, then you might do avodah zarah. So don't do avodah zarah. And then it says, keep Shabbos and fear the Beis HaMikdash. So Moshe says, why does it mention, look at the Darash Moshe, look here, the top left column. Tamua, my time in Nishnis Khan, Azharazu. Why is this mitzvah repeated again? Vim can pay Rish Rashi, Kineda, and Nimkar Lanachri. If, as Rashi says, it's because of Nimkar Lanachri, Halo Hiskir, is there Arayas? What about Arayas? This mentions Avodah Zarah. He can, Lama Hiskir Shabbos. Lama Hishishiti Ro. The Torah mentions these two, Shabbos, basically, be careful in how you treat the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What does that do with being sold to a non-Jew? You hear the question? Avodah Zarah makes sense. Arayas makes sense. But why does Shabbos make sense? Dafka Shabbos. V'nira, shu'un yinachir. Shu'un yilamit mi rabo hanachri lavod es Hashem yisbarach kiderach sheheim odim es yirasim. We have to be careful that we shouldn't serve our God the way they serve their gods. Sheheim kol avodosam hu bebatei tiflo shel. All of their avodah is in the church. Hu bayis osin kol atoevos. Uvayim zelukhal yira meyatzam habayis. Veitzleinu avstarich yira min hamikdash nitzavinu behekesh l'shabes. Sheheshar min hamikdash veyatzam el miki shetziva olav. Began Iker, she's saying as follows. He's saying, the Christians, when they started, the main thing they said was, be a good person. All of these rituals in the Torah, you don't have to do them. Just be a good person and you'll be saved. You'll be okay. As opposed to weeds and mitzvahs. So by a Christian, the main place they serve God is the church. Well, they, no, they all know, as long as you're good on the inside, and you believe. So in the Christian world, As long as you believe what you do in your personal life, you can ignore all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Torah is saying, Es mikdashi tiro, you have to serve God in the base of mikdash. Be a Shabbos high tish, you got to keep Shabbos too. Keep Shabbos in your house. So the Torah is teaching us, don't learn from the Nachrim about Avodah Zarah, and don't learn from the Nachrim that Torah, that God is about just serving God in church. No, you have to serve God in your daily, regular daily life. And then Rav Moshe goes on, look what Rav Moshe writes. Heker shel avodaseinu hu bebayis hu bashuk beochleinu v'kol asiyas sarkeinu hu mischarenu avodaseinu. We serve God in our homes, in the marketplace, when we eat, when we do all our needs, in our business, and in our it's not about the base Knesset. It's about Shabbos that's more important. What, look at this line. With low base Hamikdash, Anuchaim Zakar with Shasrei Mo Shana. We've survived without a base Hamikdash for 1900 years. V'nechshavim Yehudim Kishem, and we're good Jews. Raksha Chosel and Amaylas Habes Hamikdash. Ava base Hamikdash below Torah, below Ubate Knesios, below Torah, Eino Klum Mamish. They're nothing, etc. So the Rav said, the Pasuk is teaching us that we have to serve Hashem in our ordinary day, in everything in our day, everything about our lives, not just in Shul. We have to serve Hashem everywhere. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zatzal, the Rav, said the same thing. This is Halach Command, the last page I gave you. Halach Command talks about this. And he talks about the Ish Halacha, his goal. It's an interesting book to read. Me a couple of times to have. I don't claim to understand it fully, but it's.
Who wrote it?
Rabbi Soloveitchik.
In English.
English. Yeah.
No way.
The idea is that the Ish Halacha learns Torah, he learns the ideal vision of what the world's supposed to be, and then he tries to apply it. And when you keep the halacha in the real world, you're helping to perfect the world. You're applying the Torah in the real world. That's Ish Halacha's goal. That the Torah is applied in every aspect of life. Watch this. I'm reading here from the top here, page 94. The primary difference between the love of man and Homer Louis Joseph is that while the latter prefers the spirit to the body, etc., he wishes to sanctify the physical, biological, concrete man as the hero of Metacles of religious life. The standard notion of ritual prevalent among religious men, that ritual is a non-religious, non-rational religious act, is totally foreign to Judaism. According to the Alka Balacha, service of God can be carried out only through the implementation, the actualization of his principles in the real world, etc. This is a famous line. The marketplace, the street, the factory, the house, the meeting place, the banquet hall, all constitute the backdrop for the religious life. The synagogue does not occupy a central place in Judaism. It's an amazing line. This means as follows. Of course the shul plays an important technical role. That's where you gather together, that's where you have your shiurim, you daven in a minyan. But in the essence of life, you're a Jew where? In your entire life, not only in shul. And he says, this is exactly the mistake the Reform made. The Reform copied who? Copied the Christians. You go to temple, but you don't have to serve God in your ordinary life. When the liberal Judaism expelled the Shekhinah from the broader arena of Jewish life, it set aside a special place for it in the temple, etc. The true sanctuary is the sphere of our daily mundane activities, for it is there that the realization of the halacha takes place. So what Rav Soloveitchik says in Halachic Man is exactly the same thing that Rav Moshe wrote in the Darash Moshe, that our job is to serve Hashem in every area of life. Every person has every type of job. You have a stage where you do your thing. What's the stage of a surgeon? What's the stage? Where he does his work. The operating room, the operating table. What's the stage of an accountant?
Desk.
The office. What's the stage of an actor?
Stage.
What's the stage of a halachic Jew?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. That's the answer. That is exactly what life is about. That's the answer. And Rav Moshe says that's the pshat in Rashi at the end of Bahar. That it's not that when you live in a goy's house, you have to remember Eshav society Shmoru, don't copy his way of Kodesh Hashem. And this is what Rav Hirsch says, this is the other page, about why Shavuos doesn't have any mitzvos. Rav Hirsch says as follows. I'll read it in English, then I'll explain to you what he's saying. This is from his Chazal writings. Hashem has designated the soul to be the soul of our whole life, the Torah to be the soul of our whole life. The invisible, gentle flame of our whole being, which permeates our homes and animates and molds our being. And just as you can find organs of all sensual functions of life, and yet you look in vain for an organ which can bear the soul, so also the Torah, the soul of Israel as a national entity, is not limited to a day, a special day, a week, or a month, because the whole of Israel's life belongs to it and is regulated by it. Here's the line. Any localization within this life would but limit the realm of the Torah. This means as follows. And I say, Kali, Pesach, what do you think of? Oh, Sukkos. Sukkah, Lulu. If there was a mitzvah on Shavuos, let's say there was a mitzvah to eat cheesecake, okay? Let's say there was a mitzvah to kiss the Torah. Show cover to the Torah. Every year we get up, we pick up a Torah, we kiss it. So I would say, Sruli, Shavuos, you have to kiss the Torah. No. Shavuos is about Matan Torah. So when you think about Shavuos, you're supposed to think about your entire life. When there's a mitzvah on a day, we tend to focus the day on the mitzvah. So Shavuos is not supposed to be a focus. It's about your whole life. Because when you're makabel the Torah, it's supposed to impact in every part of your life. Because the Torah Jew has to live according to the Torah in every part of his life. So what Rav Moshe says about the Rashi at the end of Bahar, and what the Rav says in Halach Man, is the Yesod that Rav Hirsch develops regarding Shavuos, why there is no special mitzvah associated with Shavuos. Shavuos and Matan Torah is about being mekabel Hashem on ourselves in our entire life. It's not about learning. We discussed, yes, it's about Nasa V'Nishma, and it's about being mekabel Hashem on ourselves in our ordinary daily lives. That's an important message, guys. That's the goal. The goal is, there's a line that Rav Koopman Zatzal would say. Ready for this line? For some people, Torah punctuates their life. But Torah is supposed to permeate your life. Permeate your life. All right, guys. We're going to stop here.